Now he goes on, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Well, may I say to you, this is a wonderful passage of Scripture that in our weakest moment may be the moment when we're the strongest. And he goes on to say in verse 12, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. Verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. In other words, Paul, because of his faith, he said that he could speak, and he could speak and would speak boldly, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Now, it's interesting to note here, and this is very important to see, that Paul didn't consider death the end. He's looking on beyond. That's merely just one of the experiences that he's going to have. And in the next chapter, he's going to speak of the comfort and the ministry of martyrdom for Christ. That is, of laying down your life for Jesus' sake. And so he just moves right on here. And what he's talking about here is that he takes the place of death. He's dead to the things of the world. Why? Because he's now joined to a living Christ. And because he's joined to him, he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, present us with you. Because of that, he says, we take this position down here. He says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is a wonderful verse. As we grow older, I should say, we don't grow older, we sort of begin to die out when we get old as far as the body is concerned. But we grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. I said to my wife no later than yesterday, I said, you know, I wish that I was 35 years old and know what I know now. What I meant was, this old body I've got, it's dying. I can tell it all over. In fact, I'm ready to trade it in now. And this body is beginning to waste away. A marvelous picture that we have in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. And what a picture it is of old age that you have there. And these old bodies, they're going to waste away. But the inward man ought to be growing. Old, I do not know about you. I feel closer to the Lord today than I did the day I entered the ministry. Oh, I was young then, and my, I tell you, I had a lot of enthusiasm then, but my friend, I didn't know so much then. My, what a stumbler I was at that time, and how I failed, and what little I knew. I was really an ignoramus then, and I know a little bit more now. I feel like I've grown just a little down through the years. Now he goes on to say, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And he makes here, again, a contrast. And he says that down here, all of the trouble that we've had, and my, it does seem long, doesn't it? And does seem hard. But when we begin to measure it by the weight of glory that's coming someday, it's going to be light affliction compared to the weight of glory. Now, as someone has said, at eventide, it shall be light. That is Scripture. May I say to you, we spend our years as a tale that is told. Our light affliction is but for a moment, and our years pass as a watch in the night, while we look not at the things which are seen. These things that we see around us, friends, they're passing away. May I think of the things, even the change that's taken place in Southern California, and the number of wonderful Christians I knew when I came here in 1940. No, not all of them, but many of them gone. The things which are seen, they are passing away. But the things which are not seen, and those are the eternal values, and they're beginning to appear now and loom large. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. Oh, my friend, I'm now beginning to look for that city whose builder and maker is God. I love Pasadena. I love Southern California. But may I say to you, I'm now looking for another city.